USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA says the national average for a price of regular gasoline is $3.45 a gallon. This as Democratic senators on Capitol Hill calling for suspending the federal gas tax for the remainder of the year to help consumers struggling with rising fuel prices. The federal gas tax has remained at just over 18 cents a gallon since 1993. The money goes into a trust fund that helps pay for highway construction projects and public transit. New COVID cases and hospitalizations remain on a downward trajectory, but the rate of deaths have not leveled off. That's how CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky opened a news briefing. Dr. Walensky adding that the latest weekly average of COVID deaths is up about 3% over the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The White House is continuing to work on the supply chain issue that's causing havoc across the country.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CVS will shut down the pharmacies inside its nearly 10,000 retail locations every day to provide consistent lunch breaks for pharmacy staff. In a statement, the Rhode Island-based company saying, "We want to ensure our pharmacists and pharmacy techs are at their best. Pharmacy desks and drive-up services are now unavailable between 1:30 and 2 p.m. every day for a scheduled lunch break." USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Amid an increase of illegal drugs in the United States, many are turning their attention to the southern border as an entrance point for illegal substances. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter joins Fox Business and says something has to be done with all these drugs entering the United States.
I just wish that this administration were more concerned, or as concerned, I should say, with our southern border and keeping fentanyl and illegal immigrants from coming across that border as they are with our northern border and keeping Canadian truckers from coming down. But the problem truly is the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border.
The congressman referring to an ongoing protest against vaccine mandates in Canada. Representative Carter adds, while these illegal substances are being made in Central America, the supply chain can be tracked back to China. A police department in Florida is admitting an officer that shot a naked, handcuffed man in distress meant to use his taser. The Hollywood Police Department's statement says Michael Ortiz resisted being placed in an elevator back in July, and that's when the officer intended to deploy his taser. He fired his gun instead. The statement goes on to say the officer has been taken off street duty while an investigation is completed. Hollywood police are assisting the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's independent investigation. Ortiz has hired a civil rights attorney. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.